It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Grant and Danny on the Fan in Philadelphia. Thanks to our buddies Condori and Murad. That law firm is the exclusive sponsor of this show, and they like sending us on the road to watch football out and about. We were in Cincinnati, now we're in Philly. We'll be kicking it with those guys tonight. I called them earlier. They were on their way up 95. We will be seeing them at the hotel, and then we are headed over to the game with them this evening. They want to take care of you like they take care of us. They want to help you upgrade your last will and testament, set up a revocable trust for you and your family, schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that we sent you, get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com.
Those guys are fantastic. Pumped to see them tonight as we brave the cold here in Philadelphia. Just as a quick side, we're at the Bayou Bar in North Philly, and I am pwning a cheesesteak, and it's fantastic. This place rules. This is the vibe, right? Like, if you're thinking about, I want my local bar, this is your local bar.
How did you do the cheesesteak? It looks like the cheese is in the meat. You're not doing the terrible cheese whiz thing?
Well, again, it's not terrible. It's excellent.
But it's awful. Well,
it's, again, tremendous. There's a reason they serve billions of them. I went provolone because that was the mood I was in, and that was recommended to me by the chef. So what we shouldn't do is substitute things because that's what children do.
Grown-ups, I would do provolone as well.
Grown-ups go places and get it how they make it there, right? Because otherwise, you should probably just stay at home.
I'm considering getting that.
You should do that. They're really good.
I came in planning on a burger. But that looks fantastic.
It's fantastic.
It's kind of like a burger. It's just turned sideways.
It's turned sideways and chopped up.
Like a guitar, and now it's like cello.
Hello, cello.
Jack Black in, what was the movie where he turns the guitar sideways? School of Rock. We're looking for School.
Let's rock.
Commanders, Eagles tonight from the link. We are jacked up to talk to Hugh Douglas right now to get you ready for the game. Let's go scout the opponent.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hugh, I told our listening audience that before we talk to you, I would just remind you of all the terrible things you did to Washington, D.C. in those two games a year and forgive you once and for all on behalf of our show for the things that you've done to this organization over the years on the football field.
Forgive me? What you mean? Y'all need to be apologizing, man. Chris Samuels was a whole beast over there playing offensive linemen. So y'all owe me an apology. What you talking about?
Well, Hugh, your career-high year of 15 sacks, I think I remember this right. I think 13.5 were against Washington. Does that sound right to you?
Nah, man. Listen, you know what I remember about playing Washington? Every time we played you guys, it was always physical. Like, after you played that game, I remember feeling beat up. Like, those are some physical games, man. No question about it.
Chris Samuels was such a
really good.
What a player.
Man, he was a monster. He was a monster.
Our buddy, Hugh Douglas, now he's our friend. He's in the media, so he's one of us.
Yeah.
He wasn't our buddy when he was playing for the Eagles, though.
Mean for so long. Yeah.
Part of the midday show, 94 WIP, joining us here on Grant and Danny. All right, so let's get into tonight. It is a massive game. We've been waiting for this one for weeks. Feels like a collision course. First place on the line. I saw a poll you guys did as a show where you were asking people, are they confident or are they nervous? And I got to say, it seems like Eagles fans are very, very confident about tonight.
Yeah, they're confident, but at the same time, a little nervous. I'm confident because, like, I'm pretty sure you know this, and I'm pretty sure you're probably not dealing with the same thing, but we haven't really played opponents. We've only played a few opponents that have had winning records. So when I say I'm confident in knowing that when we play you guys, whatever the outcome is, we played a good football team. Because I think my co-host caught it before the season started. He thought you guys were going to be a good football team. He thought Jaden Daniels was going to be a special quarterback. And it turns out he was right. He looks like he's the real deal, man. And I know you guys down there in Washington, you haven't had a quarterback of that caliber in a long, long time.
So just outside looking in, what do you make of that? He'll go into that. What do you think makes him special? What have you seen? And what challenges does he present for this defense tonight?
You know what's funny? The first thing that I noticed, because I haven't seen a whole lot of Commanders games, but the first thing that I noticed is that it looks like he's making decisions very, very quickly. And a lot of times when you have young rookie quarterbacks, they don't really process the information that fast. And it just looks like the ball's coming out crisp. It looks like he knows what he's doing. Every time he throws the football, he drops back. And it's not a whole lot of time that passes before he finds the open receiver. And that's something that if he does that well, and the more he plays, the better he's going to be. And I think that has been the case. But that was the biggest thing that stuck out to me. All the other athletic ability, he has that. He can pull the ball down and run it. But the fact that he got the ball out of his hands quick, that's what I was surprised about.
When you played young quarterbacks, certainly rookies, but just guys that you thought were rattleable, if you will, how did you play them differently?
Rattleable.
Yeah, I like that word. I make up words all the time, so I'm at to steal that one.
We're in lockstep there.
Yes. The one thing that you like to do against young quarterbacks, man, you always want to try to confuse them. You want to try to make them see one thing, and especially when you talk about coverages, and then it's something totally different. You change it on the fly. Doesn't look like he's having that problem. I think the toughest game that he played was the one that he played last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he didn't decide, but even you played that one tough. So it looks like he has that part of his game down that, you know, you're not showing him a whole lot of looks that he hasn't seen yet. I mean, that remains to be seen, but that's the one thing that you try to do when you're playing against a young quarterback.
Hugh Douglas on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. And I ask you that because that was the point I was going to make is he has not been phased by seemingly anything in terms of disguising coverages. He just doesn't put balls in harm's way, doesn't give the defense a chance to get their hands on it, and he generally gets the ball out. But I'm wondering if there maybe is a blueprint we've been trying to figure out. Was the Steelers' plan any different than anybody else's, or were they just better at executing it because they're so good defensively?
I think when you look at the Steelers, the one thing that they try to do is get a lot of heat on him, get heat on the quarterback, try to make him hold the ball as long as possible so that pass rush can get there. I think that's probably going to be the key. Try to disguise it in the secondary as much as you can. And the one thing that I know about the Steelers secondary, they have a really good front four. They get after the quarterback with T.J. Watt up there and everything. So that was one of the things that I saw that probably was working in their favor a little bit.
Hugh Douglas with us. 8.5 career sacks against Washington, more than he had against any other opponent, joins us here to break down the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, let's get into this Eagles team. I feel like when I looked at the schedule before the season, Hugh, I went, oh, bad luck for the Eagles in early bye week. I think that kind of turned out to be the best thing that could have happened to them. Not that you would know that in advance, but since the bye, this feels like it's a different team.
Man, listen, no, I think it's that coupled with what I like to call Coach Sirianni's Britney Spears moment, where he cut his hair off and, you know, he started yelling at the fans and then this team went on a tear. I think this team is rallying around their coach, man. You know, he was under fire for the last couple of weeks because a lot of people felt like he was incompetent and he was in the way. I think that his squad looked at that and they realized that his coach was under fire. So they rallied around him, man, and they've been playing well. Whatever Coach Sirianni has been doing and has done to get this team on the right track is working, man, and I'm all for it.
So is he liked by the players on the outside? The narrative we seem to have heard is it doesn't seem like him and Hurts are always on the same page. Maybe there's some friction there. Is he popular in that locker room?
From what the guys that I've talked to, he is. He is. And it's a weird thing, right, because I heard the same things you heard, that, you know, outside of that locker room, people consider Coach Sirianni a bubblehead. But in that locker room, they love him to death, man. And it's obvious by the way that they're playing. They're playing much better. They're playing so much better, and they're rallying around him. So I'm in the camp to think that the guys really do like Coach Sirianni.
All right, on this offense, as again, kind of thinking from the bye week on, Jalen Hurts has been so good. Kind of looks like that MVP candidate self of a couple years ago when Philly got to the Super Bowl. What's clicking? What's working? And where might they be vulnerable, if at all?
You know what? I think what's working is the fact that Saquon Barkley has been so much more than he ever was when he was in New York. I think that has helped out Jalen tremendously. I think with any quarterback, when you talk about a good quarterback, it is mostly coupled with a good running game. I think if you want to try to attack the Eagles, you probably want to start there because he's been the tip of the spear for the last couple of weeks with the running game. But the problem with that is you still have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. These are two guys that, you know, a few years ago, you know, Devontae, he can play. And A.J., you know him personally because he's kind of lit it up against you guys over the last couple of years that he's been here.
Yes.
So it's one of those situations where if you're the Commanders, I would think that in order to stop them, you have to stop the run first. Because if you've noticed over the last couple of weeks, when the Eagles tend to bog down a little bit offensively, they tend to turn to the running game to get them out of a rut, so to speak, and then they come back to the passing game. So if I was attacking the Eagles, that's probably where I would start. I would try to stop the running game first and then, you know, get after them in the passing game.
Saquon Barkley, by the way, just to back up Hugh's point there with some numbers, second in the NFL in rushing yards, 991. Second in the NFL right now in scrimmage yards, 1149. And against Washington, he has played 9 games. This is game number 10 for him. He's got more scrimmage yards, 1164, more touchdowns than he has against any other opponent. When he was with the Giants, he feasted on the Commanders. So hopefully that changes this evening. Hugh Douglas is with us on Grant and Danny. What about on the other side of the ball defensively? They are the number one scoring and yardage defense in the NFL since the bye in 5 games. I'm giving them their flowers, but I also have to acknowledge, Hugh, that they have not played anybody other than the Bengals. The quarterbacks that they played are like benchable Jags. I mean, they're bad.
like I like to say, we played a bunch of tomato cans. But at the end of the day, you got it. Like, they're all NFL teams. But it feels like...
But is their defense actually good? Like, it seems like they're awesome, but how good are they?
Well, we're going to find out tonight because I feel like playing against this offense that you guys have down there with Terry McLaurin and that young quarterback that you have, that this is going to be a good measuring stick for him, because you talk about a quarterback that, like, when you talk about stylistically, they haven't seen anything like this. Like, Jalen would probably be the closest comp, but I don't even think that's a fair comp. I think the fairest comp, when you think about what he's able to do, he's Michael Vick when he was here with Andy Reid. You know, he can beat you with his legs and he can throw the football. So I think, you know, we're going to get a good test this week. And to your point, I basically said the same thing about this defense. But unfortunately, in NFL, you got to play who you play. And it looks like Vic Fangio, Coach Fangio, the defensive coordinator, has got the personnel on the field that he feels gives them the best opportunity to win. I feel like they've gotten comfortable in the defenses that he's calling. And he's gotten comfortable in knowing that the guys that he has on the field can go out and kind of execute his game plan. So it's twofold. The coach is much better, and the defense is buying into what he's selling.
Hugh Douglas with us here on Grant and Danny. So, Hugh, let's jump into a little further down on this defense. Like, I think if there were vulnerabilities, I don't think Cleveland or the Giants or Dallas last week without Dak could take advantage of those things. But to your point, Washington is a better offense. If there are vulnerabilities, something that maybe hasn't been exposed yet, but maybe a good offense could, where are those for Philadelphia on defense?
I would probably say in the secondary. I would say probably the secondary first, because you got Cooper DeJean back there and Quinyon Mitchell, and they've been playing extremely well. And, you know, I would say they've played against some good receivers, but again, Terry McLaurin's a different animal. CeeDee Lamb last week, when you talk about him, he was a little banged up, you know, and you talk about the Cooper Rush, the quarterback. So, you know, you're talking about two guys back there for the Dallas Cowboys that really couldn't connect. I think a smaller sampling size would be when you saw them play against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin when they were healthy. So if I was trying and on the flip side of that, Cooper DeJean wasn't out there. So on the flip side of that, I think that's where I would probably try to test them to see how those young quarters stand up against some pretty good receivers and a good quarterback.
Yeah, watching him, DeJean looks really good in the slot, playing the nickel.
Yeah.
He's a rookie from Iowa they drafted. Obviously, Quinyon Mitchell, for our listeners that don't know, was a rookie they drafted out of Toledo. He's been outstanding out on the boundary. But to your point, I mean, he hadn't faced a whole lot of guys like McLaurin, who's top five in the NFL. I think he's third right now in receiving yards. And you don't get to play a lot of McLaurins at Toledo. You don't have a McLaurin on Duquesne or UMass. So tonight should be telling in that regard as well. If Washington wins the game, let's just say you're doing the show tomorrow morning with your crew and the Eagles lost. What do you think happened?
Oh, the sky's going to be falling. You know, it's Philadelphia. The sky's going to fall. And then I'm going to have to break out, you know, the couch, and I'm going to have to calm everybody down and let them know that we're going to see the Commanders again. We're going to see them again, and there's going to be a chance for us to, you know, to make this right. But you know how it is in Philadelphia. This is going to be the toughest matchup by far that we've had over this winning streak that we've been on. So if it comes out and the Commanders wins this game, yes, Eagle fans are going to be totally upset. And you know what? We're going to have a couple days to stew on it. And Monday, I'm going to sit everybody down. We're going to talk about this. We're going to have a therapy session. And we're going to get right and get ready for the next one. But to be honest, fellas, I don't think that's going to happen.
Give us your prediction.
Man, I think it's going to be a good game, but I think the Eagles come out on top. I know as well as this young quarterback that you have has been playing, I think when you talk about from a pure talent perspective, we're way too talented offensively for you guys, man. We're going to rush out all over you guys down there up here in Philadelphia. We're going to beat the brakes off of y'all tonight.
Unless you don't.
No, you know, I'm talking trash because I ain't got to play, so it don't make no
sense. I know. Hey, and we can never play you, so it works out great.
We don't have much of a rebuttal. No, you guys have worn the pants.
I'm just up here trash talking. What I say carries no weight. But seriously, guys, all jokes aside, I think this is going to be a good game. This is going to be one of those games that, you know, you got two young quarterbacks playing. You got one established star that's having a really good season, and you got a young up-and-coming star. Man, I would not be surprised if this is a close game, to be totally honest. All jokes aside, this is probably going to be a close game.
Yeah, I think we're picking. You know, we haven't given our predictions, but I think we're both, just based on the tone of the week, I would guess probably leaning Philly in a tight game. But look at the line. I mean, it says as much. I think it's been 3.5 points pretty much all week long. So
yeah, man, this is going to be a good game. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see what his defense is. I'm excited to see this young quarterback play. I'm excited to see all of them.
5 hours away, man. Can't get here soon enough. Hugh, you were awesome. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, fellas.
Yeah, you
appreciate
got it. Be good. There's Hugh Douglas, former Eagle, Falcon. He's been on the radio in Atlanta and Philly for years. Great having him on the show.
You get 80 sacks in the league, including 30 in the NFC East and a whole bunch against Washington, you wouldn't shut me up. I'll tell you that right now. Like, talk your talk, buddy.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, you heard what he said there. He thinks that there's too much weaponry for the Eagles, for Washington to bow up defensively. Do we agree with that? Let's get into that next on Grant and Danny. We are 5 hours from kickoff. We're in Philly at the Bayou Bar and Grill. If you're in the area, come on by and say hello. We are on the road on G&D ahead of Thursday Night Football on the Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.